This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Fires continue to rage across parts of the state. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports outdoor recreators should take precautions.
Among the most common mistakes people make are leaving campfires unattended or failing to fully extinguish them. Erin Collier is with the advocacy group Leave No Trace.
You want to drown it with adequate water, stir it all up, and then you hover your hand over to find those warm spots and then repeat that drowning and stirring multiple times.
Collier advises checking the weather to see if there are any fire watch warnings and recommends having backup plans, especially if your campsite is out of cell service areas. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Meanwhile, federal land agencies are testing dozens of pilot projects to get better data on how many people are hiking, camping, or sightseeing on public lands. Traditionally, they've counted people at trailheads or cars in parking lots, but now agencies are exploring new methods. Spencer Wood directs the Outdoor Recreation and Data Lab at the University of Washington.
Where do they improve roads, or where might they improve parking, or where might they work on trail development?
Pilot projects are studying things like aggregated cell phone data or public social media posts showing how people are recreating. In Denver, clear and warm overnight with temps around 70 degrees. In Colorado Springs, clear and 60. In Gunnison, there's a chance for an evening storm with a low around 50 degrees. And in Grand Junction, clearing skies and a low of 73. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 6:06.